The vote in Milford comes a day before a key deadline facing the anti-casino movement in Massachusetts. They have until 5 p.m. tonight to gather the 70,000 signatures necessary to have their plan to repeal the state law allowing casinos placed on the election ballot next year. Former State Attorney General Scott Harshbarger is one of the people leading that repeal effort. He joins us by phone now. Good morning, Scott, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Glad to do it, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Let me ask you, Scott, what do you make of the vote in Milford yesterday?
I think this is terrific. The Milford vote simply demonstrates the more they know about the facts, the less they support casinos or the promises that they supposedly bring. And this is now a series of things, not only from West Springfield, but East Boston, Palmer, now Milford. And now I hope the elected officials and others are hearing loud and clear that there are real questions that they're asking.
What does all this tell you about your chances to win passage of a ballot question to repeal the casino law?
Right now, we're still in uphill fight. Look, this is still David versus Goliath. What you're seeing, I think, is that now that people are seeing more and more of the reality of the potential for casinos to have costs as well as benefits, and the commission continues to be really good adult supervisors of this, exposing a lot of issues that people never thought about, people are having second thoughts.
Do you think you're going to meet the deadline today, the 5 p.m. deadline today, to collect the 70,000 certified signatures needed to get the repeal question on the ballot next year?
Well, I'll tell you, I sure hope so. And people all over the state are working at it for one more day to get those in. We think we are way beyond that number in terms of any signature updates. But, of course, that's a much difference between having the signatures and then having them certified. So there's still another 12 hours to go. It's still an uphill fight. But if we can get those signatures, if people that are surging to join this now, we have a really good shot at getting this on the ballot.
Scott, as you know, there was a poll in the last week that said people still support casinos in Massachusetts. They just don't want them in their own backyards. And analysts say they still believe that there's widespread support for casinos in Massachusetts, even though casinos have been rejected in Palmer, East Boston, West Springfield, Foxborough, and now Milford. It is the NIMBY thing going. What do you make of that?
Well, even those numbers of people in general supporting it simply reflect that they have no moral opposition to this. But when people look at it closely in their own neighborhood, as you point out, they see a huge amount of the cost. That's why the legislature, even those that supported it, were very wise to put in this local referendum, because it gives people most affected the opportunity to be heard. People now realize that this isn't defined by city, towns, and borders, but it's a regional impact and a statewide impact. And that's why I think a lot of elected officials, Bob, in addition to the legal issue and getting on the ballot, are going to take a second look at this, and maybe the legislature will say, look, we never really had a debate about this. The people are telling us we ought to take a second look, and people understand that Massachusetts can do better. We have long-term economic development opportunities that few others have, and casinos will stop that short.
Scott Harshbarger, thank you for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Bob.
Former State Attorney General Scott Harshbarger is one of the people leading an effort to repeal the state casino law. The group is called Repeal the Casino Deal.